You must choose. It takes 5 seconds. 5 seconds of decision. 5 seconds to realize your purpose here on the planet. It takes 5 seconds to realize that it's time to move. It's time to get down with it. Brothers, it's time to testify, and I want to know, are you ready to testify? Are you ready? I give you a testimonial. The MC Fire!
And that, of course, feel like needs no introduction. That was the MC5. That was Ramblin' Rose. It's one of my favorites off of Kick Out the Jams, 1969. Killer, killer band in general. Everything they do, anything I've ever listened to them of theirs, is just flawless. This next song, another, I think... Jack White is from Detroit as well as MC5 is, I believe so. So this next, I have a little story time because I love to hear myself talk. So I think I started collecting records, and my mom hopefully is listening and she can correct me if I'm wrong. I think I was around 13 or 14 years old. And I believe it was for my 15th birthday. The White Stripes around that time in my life were, I loved them. I was obsessed with them. And she bought me this album. I want to say it's pronounced De Steel. It's one of their first, and I hadn't listened to it yet. And she, this is back when I'm from Sacramento, and when Dimple Records was still around. Rest in peace. I miss that record store. I probably think about that record store once a month and get really sad about it. But she had bought it for me, and I remember sitting in my room, and she gave it to me. It was like the morning of my 15th birthday, I want to say, and we were about to actually head out to San Francisco and for the day, because, you know, and she was like, I don't know if you've listened to these yet, but I just bought was there at Dimple, and it ended up being one of my favorite White Stripes albums, and I always think of my mom when I listen to this album. So thank you, Mom. Hopefully, I think you're listening. You've been texting me, so if not, I'll guilt you later about it. Just kidding. I know you're listening. This is Jasper. This is a broadcast from Limbo, live from the Radio Valencia. Why did I forget the name of the station? That's terrible. Transmissions from the Mission. I'm going to think, put myself in the corner, put myself in timeout while you guys listen to these. Thank you for tuning in. That was Gypsy Eyes by the one and only Jimi Hendrix and the Jimi Hendrix Experience. That was off, of course, Electric Ladyland. That's from 1968. We had Mr. Limousine Driver by Grand Funk Railroad off of their album Grand Funk. And then, of course, we had Little Bird by the White Stripes. That's off Day Steel. I'm so excited about this next set. This next set has a lot of jams in it, and I'm really excited for you to listen. Thank you for tuning in. My name's Jasper. This is broadcast from Limbo, live from Radio Valencia, transmissions from the Mission. I really have to slow down when I say that, because I'll tongue-tie myself, and it'll be a mess. But thank you for tuning in. We have a lot of time left, and I have so many good songs to play you, and I feel like the time is flying by. I thought 4 hours would be so long, and now it feels like nothing. It's making me really sad. But thank you for tuning in. I'm here till 6 p.m. You can follow me on Instagram at broadcastfromlimbo. Chat with me there. See what's up. And tune in, of course, to Radio Valencia, Transmissions from the Mission. Thanks, guys. High energy there. That was Custard Pie by Led Zeppelin off Physical Graffiti, one of my personal favorites, of course. And then Tell Me You Love Me by Frank Zappa off Chunga's Revenge. Had to Cry Today by Blind Faith off their one and only album. I think Blind Faith is a really funny band. It had, of course, Clapton, Ginger Baker from Cream after Cream broke up. And then you also had the bassist from Traffic, Rick. I can't say his last name. Gretsch? Can't remember. But they were together. They made this phenomenal album. Actually had a controversy surrounding it because the original cover is a topless 12-year-old, which is, of course, deeply problematic. But other than that, of course, it's just Clapton being Clapton and, you know... I think they literally only did 3 live shows. Like, they did a month of touring or something, and they were disbanded, and they went off in their own directions, which is crazy because, I mean, it's just that whole album is flawless, other than the controversy, the reasonable controversy around it. So, this next song I'm going to play, I'm going to dedicate it to my dad. My dad, I take a lot of my music taste from him. I remember fondly a lot of long drives up in the foothills, just listening to CDs and giggling and talking and all that sort of stuff. And this band in particular, I'm going to play some Rush. And my dad loves Rush. He also loves Led Zeppelin, but Rush in particular. I've been listening. I was probably taken from, you know, home from the hospital listening to Rush. It's probably the first piece of music I've ever listened to. And we're actually, my whole family and I are going to see them in LA in like June or something, which is really exciting. I've been counting down the days for that. But I'm going to play Beneath, Between, and Behind off Fly By Night. I believe this is also, I think this is my brother's favorite album of theirs, but I believe his favorite song off of this is Anthem. It's either Anthem or this song. But I've talked too much about my brother. I'm going to dedicate this to my dad. This is Broadcast from Limbo. I'm Jasper. You're listening to Radio Valencia, transmissions from the Mission. Thank you so much.
Thank you. it down.
That was Loose by the Stooges, of course. Then we had Fast and Loose by Motorhead off of Ace of Spades. I convinced myself this week, I was like, I totally have that album somewhere, either on CD or I have it on some physical, I didn't. And then I remembered, no, Jasper, you think you have it because every time you look through the Motorhead sections at like record stores, whatever, you always pick it up and you stare at it and go, today's the day. And then you look at the price and you go, never mind. So that's what I was confusing. But regardless, and then we had Hole in the Sky by Black Sabbath. I think Sabotage is their best album, hands down. I almost played, what's that other track on it? I forget. I think it's the third track. It's great how I can remember the order. Maybe I'm just meant for radio then. I don't know. Can't remember. But love that song. We're going to switch it up. We're going to go back to some punk because